these houses here is the White City, so called because the front of the houses were painted white as not to be to look ugly from the road, and they were built from the miners around 1920. Once the pit had been sunk in 1914, they obviously had to provide housing for the miners, and this was the first of the two estates, colloquially known, of course, and it is still today as the White City. Well, four avenues, roads very narrow, no cars in those days, so they didn't need to build them, and they were literally, as with many mining villages, living on top of each other. But it was cheap rent, came with a job at the coal mine, and this was the first of the two estates what they built for the miners at Rufford Colliery, the White City. When we first came down to live here, I lived at 13 Third Avenue, and this was when my dad first got his job at Rufford Colliery. He came down from the northeast. The Nottinghamshire coalfield was being exploited massively, and they needed men to come down from the tiring northeast coal mines, which were getting towards the end of their lives, so they came down here. No, I was born in County Durham and came down here as an infant. I was only one. They spoke with the broad Geordie accent, and I don't think they really come to terms with the Nottinghamshire terms, such as Aopmaduck and things like that. And I think there was a bit of playful banter between the Geordie accent and the accent of the Nottinghamshire Rainworth people. I think they did. I think they brought their, some of them brought the pigeons down and carried on with the whippet racing, which was popular up there, which was never seen to be taking place down here. Very much a northeastern thing. Yes, they did come down with that. Some of my family are still up there today. All my roots are up there, I suppose. But as the times dictated, the northeastern coal mines were running short of coal, coming to the end of their time. And they were keen to get the men down here into the Nottinghamshire pits.
So we're going to go left and then take an immediate right to walk down to the bottom of the road. Stop on this side opposite the vets. Come on. I wonder what the people who have moved into these houses have found as they've been decorating. Whether, as they have started to strip away the wallpaper, they've found some more under that, and then another layer below, the stratum of all the lives that have been lived in this one building. Imagine if all the people who have lived in all these houses over all these years appeared again, right now, coming from their back gardens, shaking the mud off their boots and their shoes and walking through to the front door to come out into the street. Imagine a sound building slowly, quiet first. The neighing and clip-clopping of horses, the cough and rumble of old cars, sirens and dance music and coal tumbling from the backs of lorries. And doors slamming and people laughing and children shouting, getting louder and louder as everyone comes into view. Wouldn't that be lovely? If everyone who has ever lived here could gather on the street for some magnificent party. Not to celebrate the end of a war or the anniversary of royalty, but just the act of having lived in the same place. Thousands of people from across the ages walking these pavements with foods for the table piled high in their arms, all ready to share their stories with whoever they find themselves sitting next to. You should be close to the bottom of the road now. And when you're there, if you look up to your right, you might see a bit of a bracket on the wall of that house, which was once a club called Greenies, because the landlady was Mrs. Green. And on that bracket used to hang a sign saying Mansfield Ales. And if you listen, you might hear the sound of live music that used to come from here sometimes, and the chatter and laughter of those who left their children at home. Maybe you can smell the smoke and the beer that wafts out and lingers whenever the door is open to let someone walk in or someone stumble out. Over there, when we cross, You'll see some green tiles by the entrance to the vet's. They're traces of when that building was a bakery, with its Hovis sign outside. And to the right of the vet's, at what is now Ashland's nursing home, was where Dr. Smith had his practice in the 50s and 60s, and his gardens were known for being so magnificent. Right, let's cross over now and walk down that asphalt path. Come on, and watch out for the traffic. There's no need to go to the next track yet. It will look like there's a public footpath to your right, but that's a private road, and I don't want you to get arrested, so don't go walking down there. Instead, go round the building on your left and follow the path along with the fence to the old lakes on your right. After a couple of minutes or so, you should see a brick building on your left behind a fence. It has a fire escape at the back of it, although there's a chance that it's either been knocked down or has already been demolished and is an empty space, or it's been replaced with something else. Everything keeps changing. That's the only thing that stays the same. So if that building is there, then stop when you see it and go to the next track. And if you've been walking for longer than 2 minutes and haven't spotted it, then just stop and look at whatever is there and go on to the next track. You can always use your imagination.